Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Just before we start this report, it's worth saying that some listeners might find the details contained in it upsetting. The judges at the family courts in Dolphin House in Dublin's Temple Bar hear a wide range of cases every day. Now, those cases are held in camera or in private, but journalists are allowed to access proceedings, but they're subject to reporting restrictions. And our reporter, Maura Fay, regularly goes along to those proceedings just to give us an insight into what's happening there. So, Maura, when did you attend court this week?
I was in court 41 on Monday, where Judge Áine Clancy was presiding. That court typically deals with emergency orders heard ex parte. That's where only one side of the case is presented. A common situation you see in these courts is elderly parents seeking protection orders against their adult children. There was one particularly distressing one, Claire, that involved a very elderly woman who had to be helped into the witness stand by her carer. She was also hard of hearing, so Judge Clancy had to come down from her seat and stand next to the woman to ask her questions about her case. The elderly woman was seeking a protection order against her now adult foster daughter. She told the judge that she'd awoken last Friday night to find that her foster daughter had broken into her home and was hitting her in the shoulder. The woman said that her foster daughter has psychosis, and at this point, she became quite emotional, saying, "I can't get myself into a tizzy. I'm still very frightened." Judge Clancy granted the woman a protection order.
Right, and hopefully that keeps her safe. Now, you had another case there involving parents seeking their son. He's in his 20s. Tell us about that one.
Yes, this couple told the court that they are living their lives walking on eggshells because of the vulgar and aggressive behaviour of their son, particularly towards their two younger daughters. He would frequently call his sisters names like tramps, bitches, and a four-letter word beginning with C. They said that the name-calling seems to be getting worse by the week. They said their son has schizophrenia and is bipolar and has a problem with going on alcohol binges. Judge Clancy asked the couple if their son takes medication, and the father replied that their son does take his medication, but that it gets cancelled out when he drinks. They also detailed other behaviours such as squirting water in his mother's face, spitting in her face, and swinging out of her. On Friday, they'd had to call the Gardaí, and their son had told the Gardaí that he spends all his money on prostitutes. They also said that their son had told their daughters what he'd been doing with the prostitutes, and Judge Clancy again granted that couple a protection order.
It does give you an insight into what people are going through. Now, there were some cases where women were seeking protection orders against their former partners. Tell us about those cases, Maura.
Again, Claire, this was a particularly distressing case. A mother of a baby just a few months old was seeking a protection order against her former partner, the baby's father. She alleged that last Friday morning, he entered her apartment, grabbed her by the throat and threw her across the room while he was holding their baby. She said that she had to run out onto the balcony and scream for help. She also outlined the history of their relationship. She became pregnant very early on, and during the pregnancy, there were repeated incidents of pushing, shouting and screaming. She believed the stress contributed to her baby being born prematurely. She told the court that the day after giving birth, her partner had come to hospital drunk and threw a can of alcohol at her because she refused to sit outside with him. She also said that he had previous convictions for assaulting another woman. She said that Tusla is now involved in the case and she's meeting with them this week. Judge Clancy asked how the baby was doing, and the woman replied that he's doing quite well despite being born early and is currently teething, and the woman was granted a protection order.
Right. Now, toxic breakups, they were the feature of the next protection order hearing that you witnessed there as well, Maura.
Yes. A woman came to court to say that after a holiday in July, her partner had accused her of cheating and the relationship ended. She said he began saying weird, horrible things to her. If she asked him not to do something, he'd storm out, threaten suicide and go stay with his mother. They had an informal custody arrangement for their son, but he was still trying to be in her house 7 days a week. She'd asked for her house keys back and for documents like bank statements so she could apply for a carer's allowance. Her ex-partner had returned the house keys, but in her words, snarled at her, "Do you want my wedding ring as well? Just you wait and effing see." She said she was terrified. There was also an incident where he texted her non-stop between 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. She's now blocked him on Facebook and WhatsApp, installed a Ring doorbell, and is still waiting for those documents to be given to her, leaving her in a difficult situation financially. The judge granted her a protection order.
Okay, now alcohol abuse, that was a common theme in the cases that you heard.
Yes, the next case involved a woman who was seeking an interim barring order against her husband. She'd been previously granted a 3-year safety order against him in May, but things had only gotten worse. She said he had a severe drinking problem that would cause him to have hallucinations. On Friday night, he began threatening her and accusing her of having an incestuous relationship with their son. He also told their son that, "I don't want to kill your mum." The situation ended with her barricading herself in her bedroom, blocking the door with her bed and calling the Gardaí. Judge Clancy said she was satisfied that there was an immediate risk to the woman's safety and granted her the interim barring order.
Okay, now I know we've heard a lot of cases there involving women who are seeking protection, but it's not always women who are seeking these orders.
Absolutely, Claire. There were several men before the court seeking protection orders against their female partners. One man told the court how his wife had become obsessed with praying loudly. He said they had prayed together in the past, but now she prayed separately. He alleged that she had hit him in the eye with a Bible and assaulted him with a crucifix. There is also a woman in a same-sex relationship seeking a protection order against her girlfriend. The woman who was giving evidence said she had brought her mother to her and her girlfriend's apartment on an evening last week. They were playing cards and having a few drinks. About 1 a.m. in the morning, her partner went to sleep on the couch and the woman brought her mother to bed. As they were going to bed, her partner got up from the couch and said to them, "I can hear you whispering about me," and then assaulted the woman, choking her and leaving her with bruises all over her body. During this, her mother fell and ended up having to be brought to hospital. The woman told the court that this was the second time in the relationship that her partner had put her hands around her throat. She also said that her partner gambles and she thinks that she'd lost a lot of money during the day before the assault. That woman was again granted a protection order.
Granted a protection order in that case, but there were several cases where the order wasn't granted.
Yes, Claire. There was one case involving a man whose wife had moved out of their apartment in early September. Subsequent to this, he'd lost the keys to the apartment and asked her to meet him in Dublin City Centre to give him the spare keys to the property. He said when they met, she threw the keys at him from a distance of 5 feet and then called a Gardaí, telling them that her husband was harassing her. The man told the court that he was feeling unsafe because he feared that his wife may try to spoil his reputation in the future. The judge said such fears were not suitable grounds for a protection order. Another case involved a young woman who was seeking protection order against her mother-in-law with whom she lived. The judge asked about their living circumstances and she told the court that she collected rent from her mother-in-law, which was then paid to a landlord. The judge explained that such a relationship does not fall under the types of relationships covered by the Domestic Violence Act 2018. The law only allows protection orders where there is a close family or intimate connection, for example, between partners, parents and children, or certain relatives living together. Because their link was based on a rental agreement, it did not qualify and the court could not grant the order.
Okay, so the fact that she was the mother-in-law wasn't a close enough relationship for it to be governed by the Domestic Violence Act.
Exactly, yes.
Now, there was a case where, and I would imagine this is quite unusual, a judge made a provision to allow a summons to be served on WhatsApp. So what happened there?
So one of the challenges with protection orders is that they don't come into effect. They don't give that protection until they're served on the respondent by the Gardaí. And that can be difficult sometimes. People may have moved, be homeless or travel frequently. In this case, a woman came to court seeking a new protection order against her ex-partner. She told the court that Gardaí had tried more than 20 times to serve the previous order and failed. She told the court that the relationship had been violent from the start. They'd been separated for nearly a decade, but they shared children. She said her ex-partner was unpredictable and that he had injured her in the past so badly that she needed metal plates in her hand. She also knew that he was in contact with their children via WhatsApp. Judge Clancy granted the protection order and added a provision that if the Gardaí can't serve it in person within 14 days, it can be then served via SMS or WhatsApp.
Okay, now, all of those stories are pretty traumatic to hear, but there was a good news story of sorts in the court.
Definitely a good news story of sorts. So a man and a woman who were parents of two children came to, before the court by themselves without any solicitors or barristers. They asked Judge Clancy to formalise their family law agreement, which set out their parenting arrangements that they'd agreed to through mediation. The judge congratulated them on reaching agreement. She said it was relatively unusual that couples came into court in such circumstances without legal representation. So the agreement recognised that they would live apart, that they wouldn't go to each other's houses except by invitation, and that they would support each other in their role as parents. The agreement confirmed when the father would have custody of the children, how much child maintenance would be paid, and expenses such as schools, birthdays and Christmas would be split equally between the parents. Their agreement also stated that the parents would be courteous and respectful to each other, and Judge Clancy commended them for this. She's saying it was really important for children to see their parents respecting one another. The judge signed the agreement and wished them both the very best for their future.
All right, Maura, thank you very much for bringing us that from the family courts at Dolphin House in Temple Bar. And thank you to the team, including Judge Áine Clancy, for allowing us in there, because it's so important that we hear those stories. Now, back after this quick break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.